Greetings, friendly viewers. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Fruit bats are responsible for 90% of the regrowth of the forests. About 145 genera of plant depend on bats for seed dispersal and pollination.
Today, in the second of a three-part series, we are again visiting Luby Bat Conservancy in Gainesville, Florida, USA.
We have the most diverse collection of bats in the world. We have 12 species of fruit bats, 212 individuals.
Fruit bats, also known as flying foxes, belong to the suborder Megachiroptera of the family Pteropodidae, which contains approximately 166 species who are unique for their purely vegan diet. These fascinating mammals, including some critically endangered species, can be found in densely forested areas of Africa, Asia, Australia, and Europe. And although they are vitally important to Earth's ecosystem, little is known about their behavior. Thus, the Luby Bat Conservancy's mission is to preserve fruit bats and their habitats through research, conservation, and education.
We use in our education program to show how important bats are. In some of the areas in the South Pacific Islands, bats are the largest species of animal there. And if you think of a mango or a pith of a mango and how large that is, the fruit bats are the only animals capable of transporting seeds that size. So they're very important not only for a reforestation of the rainforest, but seed dispersal and pollination as well.
Now, let's find out what kinds of foods keep our fuzzy fruit bat friends happy and healthy.
Now, the thing about fruit bats is not only do they eat fruit, but they eat flowers, they eat nectar, leaves, just about any part of a flower, fruit they can, they'll eat it. They have very long tongues so that they can get into the flowers. Let's just pretend this is a flower and it's got nectar at the base of it. And he said, "Oh yeah, what do you got?" And this is strawberry banana nectar. And they'll pretty much take any kind of juice that we can give them. But we're very strict whenever it comes to their diet. These guys have a diet that mostly consists of apples, pears, banana, cantaloupe, grapes, carrot, sweet potato, and kale. And they're pretty much on time whenever it comes to feeding. And you can hear some of the bats calling. If it's late, really? If we're late, if we have something to do and we're late getting back to feeding them, they're looking around like, where is our food at? This type of grass right here, this is ryegrass, and we plant this. This is a kind of a cool weather grass. These bats, especially this species, will go to the ground and eat this stuff. They love this grass.
Oh, yeah?
That's just another enrichment we have for them, but especially if we're late, you'll see them all down on the ground eating grass. So we try to keep things pretty consistent with what time we feed these guys.
To mimic their natural habitats and help them maintain their cognitive skills and playful natures, the Conservancy's tenants receive special enrichment treats along with their regular food.
Every week we do a new enrichment item. So today we have papaya, and we also have green pepper and some cantaloupe that we'll put on chains and also put in different little feeders so that they can, kind of breaks up the monotony of just taking out a bowl every day. They can actually have something that they can play with and interact with. We'll even play music for them.
We have some branches hanging in here, we have some palm fronds. We even have some ropes with these guys, some potted plants. They're not going to be eating these leaves, but they can use it as a visual barrier. These guys like to scent mark a lot. They have scent glands kind of where their neck and their shoulders meet. So they'll rub on here just to scent mark their territory. So a lot of the enrichment and a lot of the toys that we have for them doesn't always have to be food-oriented. It could just be a visual barrier, something to scent mark. We use different types of olfactory enrichment as well. So we have a pretty varied collection of enrichment for these guys, and each pen will get it a few times per week.
We try and keep these guys to do like natural foraging and to keep their senses that they would use in their wild. So we put things on skewers, their favorite fruit. So here you see we're using the cantaloupe because they really like the cantaloupe. We'll use skewers and also chains. They're really strong for the size that they are, and we'll hang them like this so they have to pull it up to get to it and then work for their food. So they have to work to get the yummy treat at the end.
We have baby foods here, and we only do like fruit and vegetable based type baby foods. And then we have maple syrup, and then we have different types of nectars here. So strawberry, banana, peach, guava nectar. The rambutans and the jackfruit and the lychees, we'll actually get them and we will put them on different skewers, or we'll put them in little buckets mixed with juice, so then the bats can actually go into them and they'll pick up the pieces of fruit, and then gives them something to forage to try and find. These different smells, like the raspberry, the vanilla, the orange, the almond, the coconut, and the cherry, we'll actually put those in little squirt bottles and we'll squirt them and spray them around the enclosure. They know we're about to give them food, and they're all waiting for us in here. That's why some of them are staring at us right now. They're very curious animals. Yes, they love their fruit.
Bats also like their daily routine, especially when food is served.
She's ready for us to get out of the night house, so she can come in and get her food. So that's why she keeps squawking, the one in the window back there. They know that it's that time now, so that's why they're all hanging out. So as soon as we walk away, they'll end up climbing into the night houses to get their food through their doors.
So this is Curry. She's our spectacled flying fox, and she's the only one in the United States that we have. They're originally from Australia, and she's very food motivated. So as I hang up the enrichment, you'll see that she'll go, she goes right for it. She also really likes people, and she's very curious, so she'll be inspecting you as well. But she really loves her cantaloupe. They just eat the fleshy inside of the melon. They'll take bites and chew it just to get the juices out of it, and then they spit out the pulp. And that's what we get to clean up every morning as part of our jobs as keepers. And then they eat kind of like birds in a way. They'll hold the fruit in their feet and then eat it. And there's really not much that bothers these guys. I mean, they all sit there really happy, enjoy their food. And they're very unique, interesting creatures to work with. Yep. They're very cool. They all have their own personalities, and we all learn them, you know, working with them every day.
We learned more about a few individual fruit bats at Luby Bat Conservancy from their loving caregivers.
Some of the bats that are special to me, Curry, like you saw, the spectacled flying fox, she's probably a favorite of everybody since she is the most friendly. When I first started working here, when I didn't really know the bats, she would always come up to me and be sniffing my shirt and my hair and checking me out. And she helped me, you know, love bats even more because she's so adorable, and she was, you know, really sweet and definitely you're not your what you would think a bat would be.
She's a very curious, very loving bat. All she wants is pretty much, she thinks she's a person and she wants to be a person. So she follows people around, and she'd rather follow us around than follow any other bat around. Ronan, he is also a large flying fox. Every morning he goes from one side of the enclosure and he'll fly. Pretty much he'll crawl to one side, and then he takes off and he'll fly right over your head, and then he'll land on the other side, and then he crawls all the way back, goes to that same spot and flies again. And he likes to just crawl and fly all day long. And even if you're in the way, he just turns and looks at it, and he's like, "You better get out of my way, I'm gonna fly." And he doesn't stop you from being in his way of flying. He just sort of flies right past you. And then he's one of the big guys that can have like up to a 5-foot wingspan. And I like him a lot because when I'm in there checking all the bats and making sure that everyone's, you know, looking great and opening up the bat's wings, he'll actually come up behind me and use his thumb, and he'll tap me on the head with his thumb or tap me on the shoulder, and you turn around, and then he just sort of goes, "Ah," and he like this at you, and he's like, "Look at me, look at me." And then he tries to sniff you, and all he wants is your attention.
Like all of us, bats require love and care to thrive, and they receive these gifts in abundance at Luby Bat Conservancy.
The medications that we give these bats are similar things to what humans would get. Antibiotics, medications for arthritis, medications for pain, that sort of thing. So anything we give our bats is prescribed by our veterinarians. Our veterinarians work at the University of Florida here in Gainesville. So anytime we have a bat that's sick, anytime we have a bat that maybe has a broken finger, a broken bone, maybe a tooth that needs pulled, we'll always take them to the University of Florida.
First to start the day, we come in, we do just a general look over of what the, make sure all the bats are good and healthy and no one has any injuries. We collect all the water bowls so we can clean them and give them fresh water. We also check all the temperatures inside the night houses because they're all temperature regulated, so they're kept at a good temperature so they don't get too cold and it's not too hot. Afterwards, we do our cleaning of the pens. After that, we give out the waters. We give out medications. Some of our bats are on different medications for different injuries that they might have, or arthritis because of old age. So we all want to make sure everyone is comfortable and well taken care of.
We sincerely thank the Luby Bat Conservancy staff for the dedicated care you provide to the lovely, peaceful fruit bats at your facility. Please tune in for the third and final part of this series to learn more about the hidden world of these amazing animals. For more information on fruit bats and Luby Bat Conservancy in Gainesville, Florida, USA, please visit www.batconservancy.org. Thank you for watching today's edition of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May the wonders of nature inspire us to open our hearts in respect and admiration for all our co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG